Brian Case, the head football coach with the South Central Calhoun Titans, joining us here as we take a look back at a fantastic 2020 season. Titans again making it to the Dome for the first time in their program's history as South Central Calhoun, of course, winning 9 games on the year. And Brian, congratulations. What a tremendous season you and this group of kids was able to put together.
Well, thanks, Jeff. And, you know, I'm going to agree with you. I think that we had an outstanding year. You know, going into this season, I know that we had only 2 starters coming back on the offensive side of it, so it was going to take us a little bit of time to gel, and I think our kids did that throughout the course of the year. At the same time, you know, we had a little adversity kind of hit us in the face midway through the season, and, you know, we had the loss against Southeast Valley and some other things that went on beyond that, and, you know, through that loss and all the other adversity, I thought our kids really came together as a collective unit. They bonded, to be honest with you, throughout the remainder of the season, and that's really what propelled us to the playoff run that we had and actually ended up getting back to the Dome.
Brian, I heard Cole Corey talking a little bit about that as well on Saturday after the loss to Van Meter, and he mentioned that, you know, you never want to lose, but I've even heard coaches say sometimes a loss can be beneficial. Almost sounds like, in a way, maybe that loss to Southeast Valley was beneficial for this team?
Yeah, no question. I think it just refocused our group, to be honest with you. You know, I think that we hadn't lost a home football game since 2016. We hadn't lost a regular season football game, I should say, since 2017. We hadn't lost a district football game since 2014. And some of those times, I mean, it just seems like, you know, kind of kids take things for granted. They take winning for granted. They think that's supposed to happen every single week. And sometimes they just kind of go out and go through the motions, and sometimes even as a coaching staff that happens, that you just go out and you show up and you think that you're just going to win, and it doesn't happen that way all the time. You know, we put in an awful lot of work, and the kids at times, like I said, I mean, just kind of go out and just expect those things to happen, and we have to go out and make those things happen. And so, I mean, when we got beat in week 5 against Southeast Valley, a team that we had only lost one other time to in my coaching career that we had been here. I think it opened up some eyes for our kids and just kind of refocused us, like I said. And I think from that point on, our kids just really, they buckled down. They made sure that they were doing all the little things right. And from that point on, I thought that we just got better and better as the season went on.
Brian, as you mentioned, you kind of had a lot of Lender winners coming back this year, but not a lot of starters, especially in the offensive side of the ball. When did you feel like you started to see things gel? You had a tight win over Kemper, but then you did put 34 on the board against Greene County. Was it the second half of that game, or where did you feel like you started to see the offense gel?
I'll be honest with you. I think it was after the loss. You know, we had made strides and so forth up to that point. Our offensive line was pretty much totally brand new from the previous year, and it just took us a little bit of time to kind of get things together. But after that loss, like I said, I think it just refocused our kids. I think our kids were actually trying harder. I think that they were working harder, even in practice and so forth. I think that they were paying attention a lot more, and things just got better after that loss against Southeast Valley.
That probably says something about this senior group and the way they were able to lead and rally the kids then?
No question. You know, started back in March, you know, when we all got shut down with this COVID-19 thing, and, you know, we could never be together throughout the summer, all that kind of stuff. Our 4 captains did an outstanding job of just making sure that everybody was still in tune to what was going on. They wanted our South Central Calhoun football program to keep on carrying on the tradition and so forth. And a lot of our tradition always starts in the off season, you know, as far as getting the weight room together and building that bond with one another that way. So, you know, even when we got shut down, our captains took it upon themselves to make sure that they were sending out text messages, Snapchats, whatever it may be, phone calls, and just making sure that our kids were still getting their own workouts in. I know that there were like 4 or 5 different groups of like 4 or 5 kids that were getting together and still lifting and things like that, which is absolutely awesome. But that's still not the team coming together, that team concept. You know, we always did some 7-on-7 in the summer and things like that, and that stuff wasn't happening either. So I'm very, very proud of our senior group. I'm very, very proud of our captains for leading in the right direction and just keeping this team together throughout everything. You know, and then you get into the season and so forth, and you know, you have so many starters that you have to replace. But our seniors, like I said, I mean, were a lot of letter winners, and they had a lot of time on the field. in backup roles and so forth, and played at the varsity level. So for them to understand that and come into this year and be able to be a starter themselves and put it all on the line that way says an awful lot about those kids. So I'm very proud of our senior group, and we had 12 of them out there, and they did an outstanding job.
One of those guys, Brennan Holder, missed the first couple of games. How big was it to get him back this year?
Yeah, I mean, just one of our team leaders. I mean, probably our number one team leader, actually. He was voted most inspirational by our team this year at our awards voting. So that says an awful lot about him, and just an inspirational leader. To lose him due to the COVID-19 contact tracing the first two games was something that we had to overcome. Our team did that. They rallied behind everybody else that was on that team. Ended up having Cody Thompson come in and start for us those first two games, and he did an outstanding job. He did everything that we needed him to do from the fullback standpoint, from the linebacker standpoint, and kind of got us through those first two games as well. But then when we got Brennan back, it's almost like a sigh of relief, to be honest with you. I mean, when you're losing your number one guy right there as far as your leadership is concerned, and a hard-nosed kid and a linebacker that had started for us for 3 years, I mean, that's tough to replace. So when you get him back, I mean, you feel like a kind of a sense of relief that way. And you think that things are just going to take off from there. But again, once we got him back, it was still his first game in week three. So we had to kind of get him back into the mold of things, and kids had to rally around him as well and start gelling that way. So, we were thankful to get him back. He was absolutely a huge piece of the puzzle.
Brian, kind of a bad tradition starting with you guys in Eagle Grove, where they're just not able to play. One year it wasn't enough numbers. This year it was COVID issues for them. So I think two of the last three seasons you guys haven't gotten your game in with Eagle Grove. But that almost seemed like it came at the right spot to allow you guys to get healthy a little bit, I thought, this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, it kind of stinks for the kids. That we weren't able to play that football game, especially coming off the loss against Southeast Valley. Like I said, it's two out of 3 years that we have not been able to play them. I'm not taking anything away from them, but I think that we probably would have won that game. And if we won that game, that gives us a third 10-win season in a row. That's just the way it goes. But at the same time, the way that game fell and when it fell, it was a blessing in disguise for us. And we were starting to get beat up at that time. We just came off the loss against Southeast Valley. So there were some other things that were going on behind the scenes after that. So we just needed to take that week off. So, I mean, that was kind of a blessing in disguise, having that bye week against Eagle Grove.
Coach, you guys headed into the playoffs, opened up with Sioux Central. Did you feel like you guys were capable of making the run you did as you guys headed into the playoffs? Because you looked at your brackets and you knew it wasn't going to be an easy route.
Yeah, no question. Sioux Central, we were kind of scared against them because we had not seen that double wing type stuff all year. Brandon Goodchild does an outstanding job with those guys. I know that they were in a very, very tough district, and they never really got blown out by anybody within that Northwest district. So we knew we were going to have our hands full with those guys. But at the same time, our kids came out on fire. They came out ready to play. And they proved that right from the onset of the game. And I don't think there was any question, right from the onset within that football game that we were going to win it. It was just a matter of coming out of that game healthy and still trying to improve moving forward in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden you get a perennial power in Dyke New Hartford in that second round. Thankful that they had to come over to our place. I mean, that's a two-hour trip for them. But Don Betts and I, we go way back, and we were on the Shrine Bowl staff together back in 2011, and we know each other real well, good friends. But their team has been in the playoffs almost every single year as well. They've won a couple of state titles. They've been in the Dome a number of times and so forth, so we knew we were going to have our hands full with those guys, and we did. I mean, I think the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, it was tight, and we had to actually go in and score in order to pull that one out, and just thankful that we did. And then after that, we take another step and have to go to South Hamilton. So South Hamilton, we played them in the district the last 3-4 years. We've always had very, very good football games with them. I mean, they've always been low scoring. I think there was only 1 year in there that we've played them that it was like a 43-14 game or something like that. But otherwise, it's always been like 20-6, 20-8, 14-8. Just really tight football games. And we found ourselves playing against the second-rated defense in Class 1A over there. We found ourselves at the nine-minute mark in the fourth quarter down 8-0. And our kids just found a way to kind of battle through that and make some plays and score 20 unanswered points there in order to win that football game against a very, very quality opponent. And then that fourth round in the playoffs, you know, you come back and you play Southeast Valley again over at their place. I mean, it's more of a redemption game for us. It's not a revenge game. It's redemption from the loss that we had in week five. And our kids came out and did an outstanding job of just playing South Central Calhoun football. I thought we kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. We kind of controlled the time of possession, kept the ball out of their hands, and did the things that we needed to do in order to walk away with a victory there. And not only was that just another football game for us, I mean, it was the game to get us to the dome. I mean, we had been stuck at the quarterfinal round for the senior class. I mean, this was their fourth time there. And in South Central Calhoun history, that was our seventh time of getting to that particular spot and just being denied with it. So, you know, it meant an awful lot to us to not only redeem ourselves against Southeast Valley, but at the same time get over the hump of being snake bit at the quarterfinals and get ourselves back into the dome.
And then you guys head up to the dome. You get a team that you know well in Van Meter. It would be your third matchup in the last 5 years in the playoffs with them. Kind of very similar to South Hamilton. Always good, low-scoring, and close games. And that's really what Saturday's game was in a way. That was a 6-0 game early into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and, you know, and that was just it's frustrating. We think that we've had chances against Van Meter in all three times that we've played them now. The first time that we played them, back in 2015, I think we got beat 28-26. We had an opportunity to win the football game late and didn't execute well enough in order to do that. You know, come back in 2019, last year in the quarterfinals as well. We had opportunities there. I mean, we got beat 10-6 at the same time. I know that we had a couple of drops in the end zone. We missed a wide-open receiver in the end zone. We dropped some other balls that probably would have kept drives alive and so forth against them over at their place to try and get us to the dome, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason. You know, and then this year, we actually get to face them in the dome. We get to face them for the third time. So we've been beat by two, we've been beat by four, and then all of a sudden this time we thought we had a great opportunity as well, and it just didn't materialize for us again. Again, we had some other opportunities. We didn't make the plays at the right times. I think we had some penalties at misopportune times. I think we gave up a couple of fourth down conversions at the wrong times. Those things just kind of, they all add up, Jeff. And that's why you're playing. You're not playing this week. I mean, you're sitting at home and wishing that you were in the championship game. But at the same time, I kind of sit back here and I look at Van Meter and I kind of put myself in their shoes. And, you know, there were some times that they had the ball inside the 10-15-yard line and they fumbled it away or they got stalled out. So they had some other opportunities that they had that they think that they had in order to score against us as well, and that didn't materialize for them. So, you know, it was a hard-fought football game. I thought our kids played very, very hard all the way to the end. You know, I probably could have had some better calls from an offensive coach standpoint. But it's just one of those things that it didn't work out for us this year, but we were extremely blessed to be in the position that we were in to begin with.
Brian, what do you think it does for your program to get over that hump and to get back to the dome?
Well, it just kind of gives everybody else a taste again. You know, even back when we were Southern Cal and so forth, it always just took that one class to kind of get us over the hump, get everybody that taste of the next level and what it's all about. And usually success breeds success, you know, and once they get that taste, usually things pick up in the off season and so forth, and the kids want to get back to where they were before. So, you know, hopefully that's a jump start for our program as well. I know that we have a decent program. You know, we've been to those quarterfinal rounds. You know, you've been to the Elite Eight seven times. You know, and finally you get to the Final Four for the first time in the 11 years. So I know that we have a good program, but sometimes just something like this just jumpstarts your program in order to take it to the next level.
Brian, I know you guys usually pride yourself on getting the younger guys some experience throughout the season. That builds depth. It keeps the tradition of the program going. You guys, do you feel like you got the younger group, which is going to be the future of the program, the kind of minutes this year they needed?
Probably not. I mean, we didn't blow teams out like we had kind of had in the past and gotten a lot of kids on the field that way. Now, at the same time, I know that we do have 16 to 18 letter winners coming back. So, I mean, you only play on 11 at a time, but when you still get 16, 18 letter winners coming back, they have some varsity experience, whether that was on special teams or whether it was just spelling people offensively, defensively, whatever it may be. So those kids are going to be in tune to what the speed is like at the varsity level. And I think that we're going to be okay again next year. I know that we're going to bring back five or six kids on the offensive side of the ball. We're going to bring back four or five kids on the defensive side of the ball that were starters for us this year. And it's just a matter, so we have that good nucleus coming back. It's just a matter of bringing everybody else along and make sure that they're buying into what we're trying to sell over here. And if we can do that, I think that we can have another successful season in 2021.
Brian, I know when I contacted you to do the interview today, you were kind of working on some of the postseason numbers. Any of those that you want to share?
Yeah, you know, just at the end of the year stuff, and I didn't want to do this. Now I want to do this in about another week or so, but it just so happened that, you know, you get beat in the semifinals. I have some opportunities to kind of go through some things. But, you know, one of the things that really jumped out at me was the fact of the 11 years that we've been together, just taking a look at the team statistics. The best one that we had was a top four finish, and as far as our rush defense is concerned, everything else was like number five, six, seven. We had two categories where we were number nine and number 10 out of the 11 teams that we've had. So when you start taking a look at that kind of stuff, you look at it and say, you know, we were a pretty average football team compared to the last 11 years that we've had South Central Calhoun football. And, you know, to be at pretty average as far as the stats are concerned, but still have the best finish in South Central Calhoun history says an awful lot about our kids, I think, and the camaraderie that they had and the team that they built throughout the year, the family atmosphere that they built throughout the year where they kind of had each other's back. So, you know, taking a look at that and taking a look at our finish means that we had a pretty special year, no question about that. You know, I also take a look at you know, some of the other things. I think over the last 20 years that I've been coaching anywhere, we always average playing in 11 games a year. Well, we played in 11 games this year. We usually win 8.4 games a year. We lose 2.6 games a year. Well, this team won 9 games, and they lost 2 games. So this was an above-average team. There's no question about that. And, you know, I'm just extremely happy for our kids from the standpoint of how they came together and how they finished this season and where they finished this season. You know, and I'm not just proud of this team for that. I'm more proud of the fact that we have good kids over here, and the way that they responded in times of adversity and the way they came together shows you an awful lot about our kids' character and their integrity. And that's going to go a long way to the success that each and every one of these kids is going to have in the game of life.
Absolutely, and it says a lot about that senior group. I got to bring this up too. Brennan Holder kind of mentioned something on Saturday in the post game that you know, they were kind of driven because a lot of people didn't anticipate them having the type of season that they had coming in. I was kind of surprised to hear that, but that sounded like it helped drive this senior group to have the leadership that they needed to have.
Well, yeah, I mean, just that focus again. You know, when you have that drive, when you have that determination in order to improve and prove people wrong, I mean, that's always a contributing factor for success. That's one of those things, like I said, when we had, I think, only two offensive starters coming back. So, you know, and I've heard it a number of times now, a couple of times, I should say, where people thought that we kind of went above and beyond expectations throughout the year. Well, our expectations are always high over here. We always expect to be successful. We always expect to be in contention for a district title. We always expect to try and get ourselves into the playoffs and see what happens from there. So, you know, for losing that many kids from last year's team to this year's team, and for some of the kids to be hearing that we weren't going to be as good and things like that, that's just that motivation that our kids needed to get over the top as well and produce like we did this year.
Well, Brian, it's always fun getting a chance to catch up with you. Congratulations again on another fantastic year this year. Appreciate you joining us here today to take a look back at this outstanding 9-2 season.
Absolutely, Jeff. You know, we always appreciate everything that you guys do for us. I mean, you always have our back. You're always doing an outstanding job as far as the stats are concerned, and you're always in it for the kids. And so we really appreciate everything that you guys do over there at Carroll as well.
Thank you very much. Head coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans.